Gerald Barnes here again, and a word for you, still from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, and we continue verse 2 today. Remember we did verse 2, grace to you and peace, that was the blessings. Now, our final point, the fourth point, the dual source of these blessings, where are they coming from? From God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at the dual blessings, from where they are coming. The Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father. What a huge source of blessing. Now, when you go through the book of Ephesians, it's filled with blessings. The first three chapters speaks about theology and doctrine and the life of the Christian in Jesus Christ. That's why he says, your blessings in verse 3, he says, blessed be the God and the Father who gives us all blessings from spiritual blessings in heavenly places. It's exactly. Where does these blessings come from? From God the Father. The first chapter onwards is filled with blessings. If you read chapter 3 and verse 20, he says to the Ephesians church, verse 20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or even think. That's the blessings from God the Father. So the third blessing is from God the Father, and the next is from our Lord Jesus Christ. Now these are not two persons or two different manifestations. From God and Jesus is the same. It's the same deity. It's not two different people. So we understand the blessings is from God and from Jesus Christ. And he says he blesses us with all spiritual blessings from heavenly places. What more can we expect from God? He doesn't use earthly blessings to bless you. No, he uses heavenly blessings. What more can we expect from God, the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ? Wonderful blessings that shower down upon us. So as I end my series, my word for you for this week, I trust that when you read this portion of scripture, the dual blessings would flow from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And you'd always look back at this portion of scripture knowing throughout the book of Ephesians, God blesses you with his greatness. God bless you. Amen and amen.